This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm day with clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys cool breezes under sunny conditions. Haifa sees a mix of sun and clouds, while Eilat stays sunny and warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, four IDF soldiers were wounded in a Hezbollah grenade attack in Lebanon earlier today. Israeli forces later killed six Hezbollah terrorists in separate engagements. Also, Israel Hayom reports that in Gaza, Haniyeh's nephew was killed in an airstrike. Walid Majdi Haniyeh, a Hamas militant, succumbed to his injuries. Also this hour, from Walla, Prime Minister Netanyahu told ministers, "We are not limiting any soldier." The discussion arose amid disagreements over responses to Hezbollah's threats. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights National Security Minister Ben-Gvir's objection to a ceasefire with Hezbollah, citing his opposition to IDF restrictions in Lebanon. And finally, Ynet reports that Iran's strike on a ship exposes Oman's double game in the battle for an alternate Hormuz route, with the U.S. remaining silent. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source analyst OSINT613 posted earlier today that Hezbollah's chief Naim Qassem declared a new phase of resistance against U.S. and Israeli plans, emphasizing Iran's resilience. Kanan Lidor, a journalist, expressed frustration with Shin Bet, urging them to focus on capturing terrorists. Emily Schrader, an activist, criticized the inconsistency in narratives around civilian casualties, highlighting the importance of reliable estimates. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. According to JNS, Hezbollah's grenade attack wounded four IDF soldiers. Israeli forces responded by killing six Hezbollah terrorists in separate operations inside the security zone earlier today. This escalation underscores ongoing tensions and the fragile state of the ceasefire in the region. Turning to Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that Walid Majdi Haniyeh, a relative of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, died following an Israeli airstrike in the Al-Nasser neighborhood. This incident highlights the continued volatility in Gaza and the personal connections within militant groups. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, reported by Walla, show a firm stance against restricting military actions in Lebanon. This statement comes amid a political security cabinet discussion on handling Hezbollah's threats. The debate reflects internal divisions on maintaining security measures versus diplomatic resolutions. In a related development, as noted by the Jerusalem Post, National Security Minister Ben-Gvir voiced his opposition to the ceasefire. He argued that the current restrictions on the IDF limit effective responses in Lebanon. This stance indicates a growing tension within the Israeli government on managing the conflict. And finally, according to Ynet, Iran's drone strike on a ship has revealed Oman's strategic balancing act in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran accuses Oman of aligning too closely with Washington and warns of Israeli air activity. This development could impact regional trade routes and diplomatic relations across the Gulf. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports drama in the tobacco market as Globe Brands loses a major distribution contract. This has caused a 34% drop in their shares, affecting their market position significantly. Separately, CTEC highlights refinery attacks that exposed weaknesses in Israel's LPG supply. The state controller warns that winter disruptions could have led to a nationwide gaz shortage. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of risks to Israel's energy security. The auditor points to failures in managing the natural gas economy, which is crucial for electricity production. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.